When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hey, guys.
What's up? What's up?
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And we're missing our girl T. We love are. You, TT. If you listened to last week's episode, you know why she's not here. So sending her our love, thoughts, and prayers.
Yes.
This is episode 190 of the Oprah Rose Show. Woohoo!
Woo! Can you believe it?
No, I can't. But I can at the same time.
At the same time.
It's been a long time.
I mean, I look forward to this. I feel like every week it's almost like a catch up with my friends. Like, what y'all been up to for like the last week? Although we talk every day.
Yeah.
But this is like our moment where we're like together. And, you know, for the listeners, y'all really hear in real time everything that we be like going through and thinking about.
Yeah, it's almost like we kind of save shit for the show.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it's like those close, like interpersonal moments are still like there's new things to be talked about. You know?
For sure.
Like, and that's kind of the funny thing. So even when I was in Utah with T and I talked to her every day, it's right. Still like, okay, deep dive into something, you know.
How was Utah? It looked amazing.
Utah was a blast. That was my first time there.
Okay.
We flew into Salt Lake City, and then Park City is like, I guess, 40-45 minutes away.
Okay.
And that is apparently where they do Sundance, the Sundance Film Festival. So people go, and apparently the word on the street is that a lot of those homes are just like vacation homes.
Oh, okay.
Some people live there like permanently, but the majority of the people only come for the winter, like to ski and you know, whatever.
I could see that.
Yeah. But it's like, oh, you really got some bread, because the crib we stayed in was $2.1 million.
Oh my gosh. And y'all fancy as hell.
Well, it was a great, it was a big,
you know, we just gonna run out this $2 million home for me and like 10 of my friends. It's nothing.
It was definitely more than 10. It was like, I think a total of like 22.
Oh my God.
People. It was
in one house.
In the house. The house seats, sleeps 40 people.
And girl, I hope that house was giving herd immunity, child.
So we did have to go through like extensive show your test before. I think majority of the group like had already been through the full vaccination process, so that was really good.
Herd immunity.
But yeah, no, they were pretty safe. And then we found out that like the the Washington Redskins, I think that's who it was, they was there the week before, broke the couch.
What?
Oh yeah, they broke one of the couches in the basement. And so
what the fuck were they doing?
I mean, they say, but if I had to guess,
I'm just going to imagine jumping on the couch. Yeah, child.
Yeah. but yeah, it was cute. We did some horseback riding, which was my favorite thing to do. And now I'm like, I want to do this all the time. It was a really, really cool experience. It was kind of painful though. Just trying to explain, like how you're sitting, you know, like you're straddling, obviously, you
but
know,
you keep coming to the front a little bit. You keep
coming to the front. Yeah. And then just basically the way you have to like ride the horse, like kicking them from the side, you know, to get them going. But they're very like, my horse, it's funny. T's horse was just like her. So just imagine that.
Okay.
I think her name was
the horse all over the place?
A little bit. She did not like, she was bossy. She wanted to be in control and T had to like let her know she was the boss.
Right.
She was giving big Leo energy vibes. Her name was, I think, Kahana.
Okay.
So she had the ethnic cute horse. Name. Yes. My horse's name was Tessa. And so of course I called her Tess for short.
Girls love really shortening somebody's name.
Yes, you know, black people love a nickname, child. Okay. It's like, well, I call my daughter Jess, so we just gonna call you Tess. she was chill, super cute horse. It was just a great time. A lot of people were there.
And we're celebrating birthdays too.
We were celebrating birthdays. We were celebrating two Tauruses. A friend of the show, Chanel. I think she was like maybe our second guest on the show, actually. Second or third guest.
I think she was episode 10.
Okay. Yep.
Right. You're her. Like, yep. Uh-huh.
Damn. 10. The girls be riding. Okay. Pun intended. But yeah, she turned 35. And then our other friend, Bree of the Brownies and the Show Must Be Paused, she also was celebrating her birthday. And I believe she's turning 34 or 35.
Okay.
I think it's 34. But yeah, shout out to the Tauruses. Taurus season was in full effect.
Yes.
And we had a blast.
I love Tauruses. I feel like they have the biggest heart until they don't.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, they have the biggest heart, but don't. Literally, there are the people of, like, don't get on their bad side because you will never get off of it. Like, you were just permanently on their bad side. But they could be the very sweetest people.
My close friend, Nunu, y'all know Nunu. Her mom is a Taurus. Actually, both of her parents are Tauruses. But her mom always used to say, fuck with the bull, you get the horn.
Right. It's true.
Bing, bing. Yeah.
Right. You will. And you will. You're going to get it again and again.
And again and again. Yeah.
It's funny. Before we were recording, we were just talking about travel and just how travel is kind of back to pre-COVID at this point.
Oh, for sure.
Like even like Delta, like I have some trips coming up. I was just looking at my Delta account because I have three trips coming up that I paid for flights. And I've booked everything for the main cabin just in case I need to change some dates.
Yeah.
But it's like, the prices are back to normal. Like I was looking at one flight to, I can't say where I'm going exactly just yet, but it was like, why am I spending this much? And I just went there a couple years ago and it wasn't that much.
Oh, it's giving revenge flight.
It is.
Revenge flight coin from the airline.
I was just looking up LA because we were, you know, debating to try to go see G and do some live stuff for y'all and, you know, the three of us together. I was like, I don't know. I might have to take Southwest.
What those LA flights? 5, 6?
It's like $5.50.
Oof.
But they were $2.30
a week ago.
This time last year.
Right. Oh yes, when the dolls did Palm Springs.
Okay, look, trying to go back.
I know, me too. Shit, that was beautiful. A blast.
It was. I want to redo that so bad. But yeah, they don't even give you no amenities no more. Like
no,
it's still cheese and crackers. You can't even order wine if you're not Delta Comfort.
Nope.
But I'm a medallion status, so we always try to finagle our way into comfort without paying for it.
Oh, of course. Yes. I feel like if I pay the main cabin price, baby, I need to be upgraded.
I need to be upgraded. I'm paying for main cabin for two things: to change my date if I need to, and to get upgraded.
And that's to get upgraded out of it's like my when I check in or when I get the alert to check it, I like anticipate the upgrade.
Oh, yeah.
It's giving privileged and spoiled.
And if I don't get the upgrade, you better believe I'm walking up to the gate like, hi.
Yep.
So do you either have exit
everything's
row?
Full?
Right. It's,
no exit row, no comfort. Oh, wow. Full flight? Okay.
Oh, it's really, really full? Oh, okay. 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 Mm. Got it.
Mm. Wow.
But I do need to actually submit my survey and understand when they're going to bring back all of the amenities, all of the luxuries.
Okay.
What I will say is the Sky Club varies. I'm wondering if they're doing it like governed off of like the law for that specific state, like, because in LA, and I go to this, I don't care if I'm my plane is boarding, I always go to the Sky Club. It's like I'm gonna get a coffee, a banana, something.
You got Sky Club because of your like credit card, or you?
Yeah.
Okay.
My platinum.
I was about to say you diamond status. Excuse me,
darling. That is literally the one perk. I mean, I love Amex regardless, but that is
that's the one perk you like really use
that I use the most. Yeah. And so in LAX, you can't get anything. Like, they give you everything. And then I think they just had it where you can like actually eat inside, because you couldn't even eat inside.
Right.
But then the Sky Club in LAX, or excuse me, in Salt Lake City, she was a vibe, baby. Like,
I mean, it's Salt Lake City. It's giving grand.
I had no idea. I had no idea the way the dolls on the West live luxurious. Okay.
Oh, between
how they live in Sedona. I mean, I've never been to Scottsdale, but I can only imagine.
Oh, Scottsdale. Yes. They're living grand in Scottsdale.
Yeah. Like, I walked up in that Sky Club like, shit, I should have got to the airport an hour ago and just sat down, went to the rooftop section that they got blocked off. It's cute. I stand Delta.
I mean, Delta's the only way. I'm sorry, this is like no endorsement from Delta, but I stand Delta. I'm sorry. Booking a flight, I was just telling G earlier, I was like, I remember the days of like Google Flights, Skyscanner, mm-hmm. all of that. Fuck all that. Let me go to Delta's website. Let me actually go on my app and see like what the flight's looking like. All right, it's like four something. Let me try back next week, so it might go down a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's given alliance.
I get so mad if I have to fly somewhere else. Like, if I have to fly with something else, I get so mad every single time. I think, when I went to Sedona, I forget what the issue, I don't think that's not really like a hub for Delta for Arizona. Yeah. So like, I think I flew United or something. And I was just like, child, ugh.
The ghetto.
My mouth.
The ghetto.
Yeah.
I just love that, you know, people are getting back to what is normal for them, because the month of May is also Mental Health Awareness Month. And so, yes, you know, part of checking in with your health is actually doing things that make you feel normal, or things that feel fun to you. And so traveling is fun to me, and booking flights, although I'm complaining, I'm actually looking forward to these trips that are going to happen because it is going to help my mental health. Getting out of my New York City apartment and just seeing like other things. I've been having dreams about being on somebody's beach with a margarita.
When's the last time you was on a beach?
When's the last time I was on a beach? That's a valid question. Mm. It actually was New Year's Eve, but
it's
5 months ago.
That means it's time.
So my mental health is like, hello, we need to get out and see some more things.
My cancer cyst needs to be by the water.
I guess that is what it is, mm-hmm. huh?
Yep.
And
not the Hudson.
And not the dirty ass Hudson. That should look black. People be forgetting that New York is a whole ass island.
Mm-hmm. You literally live on the island of Manhattan.
But the water surrounding it, I have no inklings to ever jump in it. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-mm. That's nasty work.
No, not at all. But we, also on our socials, we were asking folks about their mental health and asking people to, you know, kind of just check in. Because we should be asking people like how they're feeling and things that are going on with them. One person did respond under the comments. Let me see. She said, thank you. I was being honest with a friend last week about how I felt, which was bad. Four family members have passed within 30 days. Her friend gave her some advice. She said, I decided not to take it. She got mad. We ended up getting into a fight. Oh, okay. This is actually the first time I read it in full. My sis, her name's Naoki. I'm so sorry. That's a lot of death within 1 month. I mean, four people back to back. I'm definitely praying for you and your family during this time, because that can be tough. And I think your friend needs to give you a little bit of grace, because your mind is all over the place right now.
Right. And
your decision-making is not going to be the best, because you're not even in your 100% state of mind right now, because you are dealing with a lot. So just take a moment, take time to yourself. We're talking about booking flights and, you know, getting out of town sometimes and seeing something different, experience something different. Do that. Do whatever makes you happy, because life is short. And unfortunately, you did lose, you know, a lot of people within a very, very short period of time. And I'm sorry about that. But you got to do things to make you just feel better and uplift yourself. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. And so,
you know, with her getting in an issue, you know, it's kind of crazy, because I feel like, you know, the friend wanted to, I'm sure, like, just extend themselves, right? Yeah. You know, but if someone doesn't want to take your advice, you right. should never like force yourself and your advice on anyone. And to be honest, I think if I was experiencing a lot of death within such a close amount of time, like, I don't want nobody to say shit to me unless that has happened to you.
Right.
You know, like, and even if it has happened to you, I don't know that I would be welcoming of it immediately. Like, sometimes I just need you to listen. And I think a lot of people forget that is a very much so like a valid and comforting thing to just be there, to just sit with somebody in their pain. Don't offer no advice. Right. Don't try to be solution oriented. I know we all try to tap into that, but it really says something when you can just sit with somebody in their pain and allow them to just kind of express, grieve, and show whatever extension of emotion that they may have and be feeling at that moment, you know? Right. So again, I'm sorry that you experienced that, sis, and, you know, I send you love, and I pray that that you're supported in a way that works for you.
Right. Yeah, we got to keep checking in on how we feel throughout this month, you know. We also got some other responses too. Our girl Sweet Becky said she's actually feeling really nice right now, and that her eyebrow lady, who doesn't speak much English, told her that she loves her twice while doing her eyebrows.
Oh, that's cute.
That's so sweet. I've never had my eyebrows done, although people seem to think that I have. They're all mine.
Oh, yes.
They're all mine. But I could imagine.
Boys have the best features when they don't try.
They do. I've heard that.
It's not fair.
Like with eyelashes, eyebrows, lips. Yep.
And things all like of those. Skin. All of those things. Yep. Meanwhile, we over here double contouring and fucking microblading and eyelash extension and all of this. I will never record from my work computer again, child. All these emails coming through.
It's giving email. It's giving like, hello, are you still working?
Right. It's like, damn, shit. Well,
girl, just close out of the email app. It's Mental Health Awareness Month. Take time for you.
No, it'll still send me alerts.
No matter what, Big Brother will let you know that you are on the clock. The
Microsoft Office will still come through, will still populate in that corner, child.
But wait, also, there's been a lot of new music that's been coming out recently.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't necessarily really talked about music in a while in terms of like what we're listening to. I just want to start off and say, I am obsessed with Joyce Rice's album. It's called Overgrown. It's like her debut album. Our friends over at The Sice have been sicing that album up on their socials for like the last 2 or 3 weeks. Every time I play it for somebody in the car, they're like a fan. It sounds very like early 2000s, like 2002, 2003, but she does it in a way where it doesn't feel like a mockery. She's also not using samples of older music either. So it still has that 2000s feel, but still very current. And I just adore her. So if y'all want to check out an album by an R&B singer,
I gotta try that out. Listen, give her another spin. I listened to it and I think I was definitely working and nothing just like stood out. Like it didn't really capture me, but I'll give it another spin around the block because sometimes it takes that for me.
Yeah, same. I mean, I feel like I listen to a lot of music while I'm working too. So to your point, it has, something has to like jump out for me to be like, oh, what's this? And then look at the song, maybe add it to a couple playlists kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What's your pop out song for her so I can know?
I would say the song with Lucky Day, which I think is track two.
Okay.
And then Losing You. And then that song goes into a song called You, which samples the first song, Losing You, which is like actually cute. Such a dope concept. So you feel like you're listening to one song. Yeah. So I feel like start to finish, I listen to the whole thing. But if you want to like go to a specific song, it's the second one featuring Lucky Day.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
What about you? What you listening to?
I didn't make it through all of Khaled's album yet.
I mean, that Cardi track is fire.
That I ran that shit back like eight times yesterday alone.
Big paper.
Does she have a dialect coach? I do not mean this in a mean way. It's literally just an observation because two parts actually. She sounds incredibly I don't like to use the word articulate because I feel like it's in corporate America, it's like a microaggression.
It is.
But in comparison to how she normally talks, you know,
you
like
she has that
very like heavy Dominican Bronx accent, you know, and on this record, she's very, very clear enunciating things. Like, so I'm just curious if she had has a dialect coach to.
I feel like she does. I feel like she's alluded to that before in the past. Cause it was that one song that she did with 21 Savage a minute ago after like Bodak Yellow.
Cardi.
When she did that, she was talking about the fact that she had worked so hard to like enunciate her words because it was back before. So I feel like she does have one because I do remember for that song specifically when it was coming out, she was talking about how she tried to make sure that like you could hear what she was saying.
Yeah. And that, I mean, in the world of show business, that's important, right? Like and I'll go to Genius, obviously, but if I don't have to go to Genius, that would be great, you know? And really, I kind of like to go to Genius more so to understand like the parallels or what you meant by something, not necessarily to completely understand what you're saying. But also wanted to say that's dope of her because even though she's very successful, you know, Grammy Award winning, five number ones or however many her records are or however many number ones she has, no matter the accolades, she doesn't stop perfection or trying to be perfect, you know, perfect or perfecting her craft, however you want to look at it, which I think is admirable.
When is the damn album coming out, child?
She said she ain't no rush.
Apparently, we done got WAP up, Big Paper.
Yeah,
it gotta be coming soon.
Yeah,
you know who surprised me on Khaled's album?
Who?
Her, H-E-R.
Boy, I ain't make it to that record.
She's on like a couple tracks. There's one song with the Migos that she's on. Well, it's really Takeoff that's rapping the most on that track.
Okay,
that one's called We Going Crazy, but. She's singing in this Caribbean very accent and like cursing the whole way through. And I'm like,
oh,
literally, oh, this is different. I fucks with it.
Oh, let me go listen. Because you know what? The girls was not going up for the Khaled album. That was another reason why I wasn't so pressed. It was like, I went to the Jay-Z Nas record because I wanted to see the video.
Right.
And then, we got to see why Beyonce was in Miami a couple weeks back or days ago, whatever, whichever it was. And then I saw her and I was like, okay, Cardi, let me listen. But I did
Harmonies by the Hive.
Okay. Yeah, Harmony's better. Yes.
She is so annoying.
So annoying. I love it. I love it. But okay, I'm gonna have to. Okay. But they was dragging Khaled.
Yeah, I just was about to say, people are tired of Khaled because, okay, here's my thing about DJ Khaled, y'all. Okay. He say he a DJ, but I ain't never seen him DJ. Does he produce the songs?
But I heard he don't even produce them either. I heard he's really A&R.
What is DJ Khaled doing, y'all?
Is
he calling in favors?
Yeah, he's leveraging relationships.
So I guess that would be A&R.
Is it? I guess so.
I guess
so. But I heard he ain't really the A&R though.
So then it's given executive producer.
There we go.
Oh, there we go. Okay. So, okay.
But have you
ever seen DJ Khaled DJ?
He probably DJed. You remember he was in the movie Shots Us. He had like a cameo. So maybe that's when he was DJing back in those days. 30 years ago, child. 30 fucking years ago.
Best music. And then it was like that little tag got so annoying on this album because it would be at the end of one track, We the Best, and then he would start the next song 2 seconds later saying the same thing. Oh, We the Best. Yes. I'm like,
sequence it accordingly.
Come on now. Nobody caught that.
That's how I know it ain't no, he ain't A&R. A&R would catch something like
that.
You would
catch that. Like, that's like, oh, we got to take that last. We got to either take the first one or the second one out. Yeah. Let's take the one on the end out. Or maybe put your other one in there.
Or another tagline.
Another tag. I can't.
Wow.
Moneybagg Yo just had a number one album.
Oh, shout out to Moneybagg Yo. And our friends at Interscope.
Okay. People was really loving his album. I mean, I would never really got into Moneybagg Yo until that Megan song he was in.
Oh,
shake it like jelly.
I think that honestly might have been my first. No, well, that was the first song I think I like listened to, paid attention, but I didn't really start like listening to him, really like going to look up his stuff until we were in Palm Springs and I saw the Said Something video.
Right. Said Something definitely was like,
and I was like,
okay.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay.
But I love that song he got with Janae. One is hilarious.
Oh, I'm One of Them Nights.
One of Them Nights. Waukesha is funny.
I like Certified Neptunes with Pharrell. Pharrell was talking shit.
Yes, Pharrell was talking his shit on there. And I love that. I love that Moneybagg Yo got Pharrell. And I love that Pharrell is still such a Negro that he does like real hood, records. You know, he's not, he's so, Pharrell, I just love him. He's just so humble, so sweet. You know, he's not too big to work with somebody. That's what I was getting. Right. He's not too big.
Because he very well could be.
Yeah, he very well could be like, it's giving, I only call the people that I want to work with, you know.
He's still a part of the culture.
Yeah.
Without trying.
Yep.
I do want to go to his hotel, the Good Time Hotel in Miami. Pharrell.
Oh, you know what? She told me that he had opened up a hotel. I don't think was it on Instagram? How y'all found that out?
What it was on Instagram? Yes, auntie. It was on Instagram, auntie. Okay. Well, it just opened with David Gurman, like, I want to say 2-3 weeks ago. They also did a Architectural Digest clip on YouTube, kind of taking you through the hotel and the Strawberry Moon restaurant and it's South Beach, but not like Ocean Ave South Beach is like closer to the bridge, taking you to the other side of Miami.
Is Pharrell not on Instagram? Oh, he is. It's 2 hours. My bad. Oh, I don't follow him. Oh, shit.
Oh, child, I don't either. I don't follow nobody that don't follow me back.
Come on, Beyonce. Follows no one, actually, but
that's, nobody.
That's mad hilarious. He said, I don't follow nobody who don't follow me back. Okay, wow.
It's given. If I need to see it, I just type your name in.
Okay, this looks cute. I would love to own a hotel one day, a chain of them.
Yeah, I'm sure it's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, do okay. that. Open where would you open a hotel? Like what city, state?
Well, really, working in wine and spirits, I just see like all of these and do partnerships and like work with all of these like hospitality companies or groups, you know, like your Taos, your Hakkasans, which Tao actually just purchased Hakkasan Group.
I mean, that makes sense.
H-Wood, you know, but being from the area that I sit in, I see how like those groups make hundreds of thousands of dollars from companies like mine or other spirits companies or whatever, just based off of like us investing in the opportunity there of that specific place. It's like, you know, and obviously we'll leverage it and get like menus or whatever, but I'm like, wow, these people really be making fucking bread hand over fist. And they curate these experiences that's kind of like geared or targeted towards like the affluent popular people.
Right.
And then also, you know, you see at the level of which I sit, like none of these hospitality groups has anyone Black that are partners. Very few of them have women partners. It is a white male dominated like industry, like everything else, obviously. Like everything. But
that one, you definitely see that.
Yeah, you absolutely see it. And so I just think that it would be dope for there to be like a Black luxury hospitality group, you know, that owns multiple
we love dining luxury
experiences. Yeah, we do.
I mean, we started out this episode.
Could you imagine a Black owned like Tao equivalent, like, and it don't have to be, you know, coined as Black, right? You know what I mean? But it would just be dope to know that like, hey, this is a Black owned hospitality group. And if I wanted to, you know, how like Tao has the Dream Hotels and things like that, like, or the Moxie, you know, like shit like that. It's like just
elevated experiences for our people. That makes me think of Candy from Real House of Atlanta's restaurant Blaze.
Yes.
I want to go there. It looks like
it looks so good.
Luxurious and exquisite and elegant.
Atlanta is definitely like becoming the doll for like black restaurateurs and like club owners and things like that. So Atlanta and Miami, we're seeing a lot of, you know, little local chains pop up and do well.
Yeah. So whenever I see somebody tag a spot in Miami, because it's Miami and Atlanta, it's so many new restaurants in both of those cities. I'm always like saving them to like a save folder on IG. I have no plans on going to Atlanta anytime soon. But if I do touch down one of these days, I will be going to that shared save folder rather, and looking at the restaurants, because the food be looking good and the experience looks good too. Like, yeah. And it don't be no bullshit. And like, I don't see anybody like complaining in the comments and stuff. Right. So,
you just made me think. I saw something on Twitter. Llama, who does Views of an Ex, he tweeted, I save all of the restaurants that pretty girls tag that I follow, and I just go when I go to the city.
that is exactly what I do. Exactly. Like, who's using Yelp? I'm not Yelping.
Food, child.
Right. They're tagging them, and because part of why you go to these places is the people that you're going to see there. There's a certain level of a person that you want to see when you go to a certain spot, depending on the mood that you're in. Yeah. And then, you know, if they're taking pictures of themselves, it's like, oh, that picture's cute. I wonder what else the restaurant looks like so I could take some pictures. Like, don't get it twisted. We still want to post and look good at these places too.
Right.
I ain't even going front. I act like I ain't about to take a little photo or video.
And you know, I be Instagramming my food too, but I chilled out with that a lot. But yeah, I love tagging a place.
I don't Instagram food. It's more like the space itself.
Okay.
You're not going to see me and you're not going to see the food. You're just actually going to see the space.
The place. who you at dinner with.
And who I'm with. I'll show you that. I'll show you that. You might see me on Close Friends.
I'm trying to think who else. Oh, Saweetie, her little summer playlist, mixtape playlist. I have two questions. Well, one question really. How often is she going to drop these?
I wonder.
Because I think that's such a great concept. And also the music sounds good.
Yeah, like especially like reaching back and helping other artists get an opportunity and using your platform. Like, that's dope. Like, people don't be doing that.
Yeah. They don't. She's sweet. She just cancer. Sweet girl.
3-2 shots got a bitch feeling risky.
Eight.
That's all I know from that song. But I'd be like, doop, doop, doop. And then Draco the Ruler come in, and I just be like,
and rapping all off beat. I was like, you know what? I kind of like that he raps off beat because it's harder to catch. It's almost like, oh shit, now I really gotta like pay attention to your tempo.
Right. Because it's not matching this beat at all.
Niggas is on the offbeat. They on the and all of that shit.
Remember when Young Miami, aka Carisha, used to rap off beat?
That's my favorite Young Miami.
I miss it. She don't do that no more.
Loved it. Yeah, she sure did in the early that fuck that nigga. I really do kind of want them to re-record that. I want them to re-record it because I would love to hear that song in their new voices.
Not a remastered version.
A remastered. The greats do it all the time.
They do. They do. Remastered 2021. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the two of them are just like, when are they getting a TV show? They are
fun to watch. Don't they have some with Issa Rae?
Are they?
I feel like it was announced months ago.
It was. Like, I don't know if they're going to be in it or they were like executive producers or something. I think it was like a rap TV show, like centered around like women in rap. But TV show.
They definitely need a show, irregardless.
Oh yeah. Santana got to be in it too.
Oh, Santana needs to be in the show. Absolutely.
They are just
not a reoccurring guest.
No. Like,
he needs the same 12 episode commitment as them.
Okay. He need his own character development scenes. We need to see his life too.
Yep.
But I just enjoy them. Like when clips come up of like their old lives, like if I'm scrolling like Twitter and see things, I'm like, oh my, y'all are just hilarious.
Wait, did you see his live? I don't know how recent. It might have been like a week ago, but he was on with Carisha and he said he was going to stop being gay when he turned 40. And he was going to start a family.
I did not see it. What did she say back
there? Bitch, I was hollering because I was like, this is not progressive for the community. I'm gonna need for you to not say this, Santana.
And that's what I love though. Like, they're just super authentic.
It's so
like,
damn funny. He said you can't be he said you can't be a punk at 40. I'm like, what?
Not a punk. Oh my God.
Like a punk in the Miami accent. I was like, I ain't trying to be a punk. Literally. Like, all right, girl. And Carisha is hilarious. Or Young Miami, excuse me. I try to respect the boundary that she set.
Why y'all keep calling me Carisha?
Right. I love that we all call her Carisha.
But I mean, that's like, her name.
I'm going to respect my sis's boundary.
That is your name. And actually,
it is her name.
It's easier to say than Young Miami.
Yeah, I think the thing, well, Young Miami has what, 4 syllables? Carisha has 3. Yeah, we just like shortening shit, to be honest.
Oh when you break it down like that, yeah.
I will call you Risha at this point. Like, okay. And Risha.
You won't respond. You know.
You know.
Child, speaking of shows, have you been watching Jocelyn's Cabaret?
You got a Zeus login for me?
I actually do. Yeah, I got you.
You know, I think I had Zeus before with when it was when Black China had to show with her mama, and then I kind of canceled after. I didn't watch all of it, so I canceled. But
it was on there 5 days.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Arguing, but Jocelyn's Cabaret is also a lot. It's given Bad Girls Club at this point.
It's like they fight every episode, child.
I've only watched 2 episodes. Shit, it's only been 3. Look, so I'm basically caught up at this point.
She said she got the number one show in America.
She let Wendy have it.
Did she?
And Wendy was just like, can we see your feet? Can we see the shoes for the shoe cam?
Wendy was over it. I was just like, Jocelyn, why'd you even come on this damn show? First of all. And second of all, why do you care what Wendy Williams thinks when you ain't doing shit better, to be honest? Wow. Like, she's dragging everybody. You dragging everybody. Y'all doing the same shit. So what is exactly the issue?
What is the issue, Jocelyn? Because your show is not uplifting Black women.
It's not uplifting at all.
We talking about, you know, abortions and fake teeth and getting your body done and, you know, stripping. And I'm not demeaning strippers at all with that. But it's like, I'm sorry, what are you doing for these women?
Yeah, I was trying to understand what, her contribution to the uplifting of Black women community.
And does she identify as Black? Because she kept saying Black women. I thought she was the Puerto Rican princess.
All I know is she's the Puerto Rican princess. But, you know, people claim Black when it's convenient. So who the fuck knows?
Child, don't get me started, child. Mm-hmm. But I will say that was the most publicity Wendy has gotten in a minute, because I didn't know the show was still on.
You a lie. I know you a lie. I know you a whole ass lie.
I thought they was on break or something, girl. I ain't seen nothing about no damn Wendy Williams show in months.
I mean, now what I will say is, I don't watch the show. I will only catch like interview highlights if it is somebody that I'm interested in. But I do love Wendy. I stan her sis.
Yeah.
I definitely knew her show was still on.
And I meant that with no shade, but I also am like not tuned in to TV during the day.
Yeah, that's I mean, we aren't really in that demographic. I think maybe COVID might have blurred those lines a little bit, but no, in a normal setting we wouldn't have been her target audience, because it's really the stay-at-home the stay-at-home mom.
Wow. Yeah, well, good for her.
Mm-hmm. Good for her.
What else you watching?
I started to watch Pose. I fell asleep on it last night, but that's not because Pose isn't a good show. I was just exhausted, so I have to finish.
Girl.
Episode 1. I think I made it through like halfway, and then I was tired. But I'm happy that they released 2 episodes, so I'm excited to watch and dive into that tonight.
So I couldn't find the second episode. I was on the FX app, and they only have the first episode.
Oh, I use Fubo TV.
Okay.
And so for that, it showed 2 episodes.
I was a little annoyed by that, but I was like, maybe I just need to DVR next time, because I'm one of those old people who still have cable.
I mean, I just signed up for the Fubo TV subscription because I'm tired of paying for everything.
Girl, you still paying for it.
Right. So I'm like, you know what? Might as well at least condense or consolidate these expenses over here and just pay the $60. And then for like little things, I'll use my account for, like Netflix.
It's just so many different subscription services now. It's like,
too many.
it's like we should just go back to cable at this point. And then like the cable provider give us access to all of this online as well. Like the whole cutting the cord was cool and all when it was just, you know, Netflix and
Roku
and Hulu.
But
outside of that, now we got Peacock. We got Paramount.
What is that?
Peacock is like NBC. Like they have their own streaming service now. Right. That, and it's new. Then we got Paramount, and that's like Viacom, CBS. So you can watch all like the old MTV stuff and BET. Then it's just so many. Zeus, wow. Stars, Showtime, HBO. Yeah. Oh, I'm getting exhausted just thinking about it.
Yeah, it's like $100 worth of subscription fees.
Right, right. But like, yeah, I did watch Pose. I watched the first episode. I think Pose is such a just an amazing show too.
It's such an amazing show.
It's like, you know, that part of the LGBT world gets a bit lost in a sense because we lost so many people during that time.
Yeah.
And I think Pose does a really good job of like, you just feel connected to these characters. And god damn it, if MJ Rodriguez doesn't get some type of nomination from this season, I'm going to be upset because Mama be carrying that show.
She be carrying.
She it's like she's the lead of the show.
She be carrying.
She's and I so love good. Billy Porter. I love him dearly. But like just because he is a gay male presenting man, he's a man. Doesn't mean that doesn't mean that he should get all the accolades just because my sis is trans doesn't mean she can't be nominated in these women categories.
So that's really what it is coming
I
down
think
to,
so that... in my mind it has to because
it has to be
she plays that role so well.
Yeah,
you would be thinking that, you know, Blanca birthed them kids the way she be acting.
Child,
I am a mother.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's done so beautifully. And this season starts in 1994. And they
trying to remember what was the gap. Because the last season gap. Was the 80s.
But they but ended in like 1990 because Vogue was out and Vogue was 1990. And it was like that season, I think it was like the turn of the new decade kind of thing. And, you know, AIDS was kind of like ramping up because they were losing so many people.
Yeah.
And this season starts with like a basically like a 3-year gap. Like you watch it and you're like, well, when did Blanca get a man?
I saw that. And then I liked how they made the timestamp noticeable and they tied it to the OJ, the OJ murder. Instead of just placing like a generic
like we're just in 94 and that's how
right.
But yeah, they made the OJ beginning of the murder and the chase a big part of the episode. And I was like, that's Ryan Murphy tying all his shows together.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. You talk about a creative person.
I wonder why they're ending with this season. I'm really curious because it's such a good show. It is something, and I think we said this before on the show, is it's just something that we've never seen ever on TV.
Ever.
It was such an educational like moment. I had no idea, you know, obviously I'm not of the community, but I had no idea how extensive that was, you know, like I heard little things here and there. And then I remember when I first moved to New York, a former coworker of mine who's from Harlem, and he really kind of like educated me on like the whole house mother shit. And I was like, what? I was so lost.
But I was lost and I was gay.
But I thought that it was so dope. And so it was amazing to just see it all played out in full color on television, you know, like the lies that, you know, some of our extended relatives may or may not have lived, you know, like it's such a beautiful show. It deserved more than 3 seasons, in my opinion. The Out of Home looks so beautiful all over LA.
Oh my gosh. It's beautiful. They have it here too on the cabs in New York.
Okay. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's all the colors, the pops, they did it justice. So I'm sad to see it go. But
I mean, everybody does such a phenomenal job on that show. I'm into your point around like learning about houses. And, you know, they did a really good job of like building. If you knew nothing about the gay lifestyle and learning about houses, they did a really good job of kind of like breaking it down, especially with Blanca's character. And
you
have this like mother figure for these kids who are super young. Cause I think like Damon's character on season one moved out when he's like 17.
Yeah, 17. He wanted to dance.
Cause he wanted to dance. And like, you know, you got to think about New York back in those times, and people were moving here when they were like kids. And if you were gay, you were running from something usually.
Yeah.
And you didn't have a family, you didn't have a home. And that was like your family at the end of it all, you know, and then you would just go out and perform and, you know, get these trophies and things. And Chad always tried to Vogue, but my Vogue is giving late and tired. So I would have never grabbed one of them trophies, child. They would have been like, chop. I'm like, okay, that's cool too. I'm just here to have fun.
Do you think that, two questions. Is the ballroom scene still a thing?
It's still a thing. I was just funny Saturday. So YouTube does a really good way of when you watch things, they like recommend things. And I think their recommendations are really dope. And so Saturday night, it recommended like old ballroom clips. And so me and Aunt were watching, it's this one category that I love. It's called Butch Queen Femme. And okay, so Butch Queen Femme is like,
I had to think about that.
You look like a man in the face, but you're dressed like a woman, like heels, pumps, the whole thing. And you are Vogue, you Vogue the five elements. So like, don't ask me what the five elements is off the top
that
of my
was
hand.
That was about to be my I'm next not question.
In the life, I think it's like face, body, Vogue.
The five elements are what you are based up or what you are graded on.
What you're graded on, right.
Okay, gotcha.
And then you got to hit all the five elements so you will not get your tens and you get chopped. And so I was watching. So yes, it's still a thing.
Okay.
Unfortunately, because of COVID, the ballroom scene isn't what it was because it's in person, obviously.
Right.
But what I was watching was from 2019. It was the latex ball. And that's like the pinnacle of balls in the ballroom scene. Because you get in cash prizes, you get in that money. And then you have celebrities that come, like Rihanna came to a latex ball. I think she was at 2020 or 2019 one.
That's fire.
Yeah. So celebrities will come through to the big balls as well. But the balls happen, literally they start at 1 a.m.
They start at
1 a.m. and don't finish until like 6. So I've never been to a ball because.
It's past your bedtime?
It is past my fucking bedtime.
Stop. I'm gonna need for the doll to live a little bit more. Okay.
Oh my God. She was always a tired late girl, I tell you. It's all good though. But I'm just, you know, I'm interested to see what happens next with the actors and the team from Pose. Obviously, Janet Mock is as executive producer, she's director, but she also has that deal with Netflix too. So I'm interested in see what will come out of that because she did that show Hollywood that we had all watched.
Oh, that's right.
That was a good show. But child, apparently there was some tea that happened at the premiere.
What happened?
Girl, so the sources said, because I ain't seen no audio clips just yet, that during this premiere party with all the cast members, she admitted that she cheated on her boyfriend. Her boyfriend is Poppy on the show.
Child.
And was talking about the fact that trans people don't get paid enough and she's not paid a lot on the show. Mind you, all of this is happening with the actors, the production team. Like, you know,
it's supposed to be happy moments.
It's supposed to be happy moments. And she is over here. It's telling all this tea that she cheated. And I believe with a cast member.
Was she drunk?
Girl, they saying it was drugs. I didn't say that. Oh my God.
Yeah, because that had to be the only thing to make you want to just tell on yourself like that.
Why are you saying all of this?
Why did I think she was married to a white man?
She may have been before.
Okay, Poppy. I'm like, was that a thing at some point?
She may have been. Because she definitely was with someone before Poppy. Mm. Or I believe his name is Angel.
And then I saw that she's like my age, and that don't even make sense because she be giving mid-40s. Like, not the way she looks, but the way she acts. She be giving hella mature.
It does give mature. Mm. She has great legs, too.
Okay, she was married. Okay, not a white man. That's my bad. I guess I saw her with white.
it does look like she would marry.
Right? White. She looked like
and
she
I mean that by no shade. Kara. It's
no shade. This was the most shadeless show that I think the Oprah Rose show has produced thus far.
Right. It's no shade at all. And even my comments.
The girls have been very politeful.
Okay, even all of my comments is hearsay. This is what I was told on Twitter. Okay.
Yeah, this is literally just two friends having discourse with no intent to shade anyone. But okay, she got divorced in 2019. And so the doll has just been living her life, clearly.
And messing around with people on the show, apparently.
Okay.
It's given relationships at the workplace.
Wow. Well, Janet, get your check, sis.
Okay.
I support you leaving the show if it for sure was absolutely because they was not giving y'all money, which is not a surprise because everyone's fighting to get their fair share or their equal pay to a white man. Everyone on planet Earth who is not a white man is fighting to reach women, that same dollar.
Black women, yeah. Black men.
All of us. So I hope that, you know, the Netflix opportunity that she has will continue to open more doors for the trans community in general.
Oh, yeah. There's so many stories to be told.
Yeah.
FX is doing this awesome documentary over the course, I want to say, of 4 decades about the LGBT community and like what that community, it's like documentary based, like what each decade our community faced during that time.
Wow.
And it's like archive footage, and it'll be out in, I think it comes out each week, 1 week in June, because June is Pride Month.
Oh, Pride Month. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, so I think they're going to do a 1 week each week in June. June is also Black Music Month, so it's a tie into both. But we got a listener question this week.
Yay! Okay, introduce our new segment,
Ask DD. Ask DD, you know.
Yes.
I'm just excited because people want to know what I think, Joe.
I mean, you give great advice. You give good love.
Oh, come on.
You give good love to me, baby.
Hey.
Okay.
No, you sounded good, baby.
The spirit of Nippy just came over me.
I love it. All right. Hey, guys. I love the show and I listen religiously. I need some advice. For reference, I'm a 24-year-old male, and I've been dealing with this guy that's 29. Okay, so like a 5-year age difference, not too crazy. Y'all both still in your 20s. Let's see where this goes. I've been dealing with him for almost 2 years now. We were headed to be in a relationship, but he stated that I didn't have time for him due to me studying to become a doctor. Work! At first, I was like, what the fuck? But then I was cool. Come to find out, the real reason was that he was talking to someone else and didn't know how to tell me. I was pissed and I was thinking, do I truly have a right to be mad? So I stopped dealing with him. But eventually, I let him back in my life because I care about him and the dick is fire. Ciao.
Recipe for disaster.
Ciao. His communication isn't great. But when we do spend time together, I tend to forget about it because he pays attention to me and he does everything I ask him to do. But recently, though I've been wanting to let him out of my life because our relationship isn't going anywhere, I'm tired of feeling like it's a bit one-sided. I was wondering how I should go about telling him without falling for his charm and disregarding my initial decision. Hope that wasn't too long. Thank you for your advice. Oh my God, sis, you're young, baby. I'm gonna start there. Tell them how you feel, like literally, like no repercussions, because at the end of the day, like your priority is school. Like to become a doctor, I couldn't even imagine. Like,
yeah,
but you in school for a minute,
right?
you were in school for a little while. So I feel like school should definitely be the priority. And, you know, if it's meant to be, he'll come back. I feel like if you don't know how he's feeling, or, you know, you feel like the relationship is one-sided and you're giving more than what he's giving, because y'all ain't even in a relationship, but it sounded like one, but y'all not in one.
Yeah.
It sounded like a relationship, but maybe your partner is scared to commit. Mm-hmm. And if so, I think you got to take a little backseat and really focus on what's important. And it sounds like to me, because you led with school, that school is your priority right now. So if I have any advice, I would definitely say that make that your priority. Worry about finishing and, you know, being summa cum laude.
Come on now.
And, you know, just getting into your field, and love will come. It will come. And if he's the one that's supposed to be for you, it'll come back around. Believe me, it will. If he's the one.
That was such good advice.
Yeah. Focus on school. Believe me.
Yeah. I also completely agree with just being complete with being fully transparent with you feel, what it is that you want, you know, because that needs to be clear as well. Like, if you want a relationship, that is something that you should mention. If you don't, you know, you should state that along with what it is that you do want, just so that, I feel like dealing with men in general, like, they'll find any type of curveball to just say, like, oh, well, you ain't said this and you ain't make it clear.
It's
and
true. All of this. Shit. Same. You know? I do
so
it.
So make it clear. Be clear. You know?
You got to be very clear.
Mm-hmm. You have to be very clear.
You cannot. Assumptions will make an ass out of you and me.
Every time.
So you cannot assume anything. You got to be very clear and don't fall for that charm. Fuck the charm.
Right.
It is what it is. It's your feelings. It's your life. And if he trying to be one-sided and you doing all the work, absolutely not. You got work to do. And that's that getting that damn doctorate.
Right. And then people will take advantage of you because they know that you're doing all of the work too. You know, that makes it very easy for them to continue to treat you the way that they're treating you. But it is something that you're allowing. So you got to nip that in the bud.
Mm. Come on. Teach people how to treat you.
Yeah. That's the only way to learn.
That is. Teach me how to love.
Come on now.
Show me the way to surrender my heart. Girl, I'm so lost. Ooh.
A bop.
Wow. Shout out to Music Soul Child.
Shout out to him.
Oh, gee. I miss you, sis.
I miss you.
Oh, I miss our sis, TT. Shout out to TT.
Shout out to TT. Wrap her in y'all love, y'all. We love you, girl. You got the quote, DD?
I do got the quote. And, you know, I feel like T right now, when, you know, she be trying to struggle and find a quote, y'all. I'm like, where the fuck did I put the damn quote? I thought I had it in my saved. Goddamn.
Got to open up the Instagrams.
I had to open up the Instagram because, you know, per TT, those are where the quotes are. And this week, this quote is going to be really simple because I saw it and I was like, yes. The quote of this week is, Lord, please remove all the laziness and procrastinating from my body. Amen.
Amen.
If you're working on a project and you just looking at it or you just thinking about it, just start it. Just do something towards it. Like, procrastinating will eat you up.
Every time. I even had to, like, especially working from home, like, revisit the way that I approach work. So, like, I'll do maybe 20 minutes. If it's not, like, this is obviously meetings aside, right? Because I can't really control that. But, like, if I'm working on a deck or a presentation or whatever, 20 minutes, I'll dive in and really commit to it. 10 minutes, I'll float or look, go on Twitter or go to my emails or whatever. Like,
and then come back.
Yeah. And that also helps manage, like, my ADD a little bit. So, right. So I can kind of fuel every part, but then still be productive at the same time. So
I'm here for that. Cause the phones can be distracting. Cause we also work on our phones too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's so easy to go on another screen.
Right.
Like, oh, what's going on Twitter right now?
Right.
Nothing. But I just want to keep scrolling.
All the mess is there. Well,
because the thing about Twitter too is like, if you didn't see it, you missed it.
Yeah.
And so it'd be like a little FOMO, but stop procrastinating, y'all. If it's something you want to work on, if it's something you want to do, and I'm telling myself this as I look at this goddamn book that I want to read, and it's just sitting there collecting dust, but I'm going to do it because I'm looking at it and I said it. So I'm going to read it.
Go read that book.
Yeah. All right. That's all I got, though.
You preached. You preached. Forgot your daddy was a pastor.
He might as well have been a pastor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he might as well have been a pastor. Yeah, it's giving PK adjacent.
It's giving PK adjacent, for adjacent. Sure.
Mm. All right, y'all.
All righty.
Holla.
Bye.